Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The title of this short series is going to be Witchcraft, Entertainment, and the Media. What is happening in the world today, and how did it start? It's all been down through history, going clear back to the Garden of Eden. And who is the author of witchcraft? None other than Satan the devil. Now, you need to learn a lesson. Satan doesn't come and say, "I am the devil, and appear as a mean, fire-eating dragon to destroy you." No. He comes, and to introduce witchcraft, he comes with a benefit. And those who don't know God can't recognize when these tactics come. So let's see what the Apostle Paul wrote concerning Satan the devil and how he comes and who he is and why witchcraft is so prevalent in entertainment and the media and the actual world. 2 Corinthians 11. Let's pick it up here in verse 13. "For such are false apostles," that is, any minister who professes Christ but doesn't teach the Bible. The whole Bible and all the Bible is one of the false apostles or teachers. "Deceitful workers, making it look so good." And, in many cases, even logical. But remember a profound truth, which is this. All truth is logical, but not all logic is truth. And that's where people get all mixed up, because they want something that will make them feel good. They want something which will be an immediate benefit to them. Now, here's what they do, who are transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Or, as we saw with the first two segments of witchcraft, the witches even say that if we use the words of Christ, that they are Christ incarnate.
And so then I find myself in a space that I love the scriptures, I love Christ, I love the Bible, love the Christian dogma and creed. Can't really talk about being a Jesus follower, but not doing what Jesus did, which is magic. Part of that would be, instead of me using magic, I become it. Instead of using a tool, I am the tool. Instead of using the Christ, I am the Christ.
Now, nothing could be a bigger lie than that. Verse 14, "And it is no marvel, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Now, we will see how subtly this began in the movies a little later. Now, let's come to the first part of 2 Corinthians 11. Let's see how they work. Satan is clever. Satan brings a benefit. Satan brings a new interpretation. Satan brings licentiousness to let you continue to live in sin, and then brings in more sin. So Paul writes, "But I fear, lest by any means, as Satan deceived Eve by his craftiness." Now, what did Satan do? In order to get Eve's attention, he said, "Is it true that God said you can't eat of any tree of the garden?" He knew that was a lie, and he knew that Eve would answer back. And she said, God has said, you shall not eat of the tree in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it. And what did Satan say? He said, by doing what God has said, you're missing a benefit. Because this tree will make you wise. And isn't that what all people want to be? The smartest, the greatest, the richest, the whatever? And so she looked at the fruit and saw, well, it's really quite beautiful. It's really looking like it may be good to eat. And all the while, Adam's sitting there watching her. He could have stopped her at any time, but he didn't do it. So she picked up the fruit and ate it. Now, that's more than just a bite. If you have an apple and you take a bite, you haven't eaten it. So she picked probably more than one fruit. And then she gave to Adam. And their eyes were open to evil, and now they had to decide what is good and evil because they have left God. Now, how did that turn out? Look at it today. How many people have left God, forsaken the Bible, and even the Christianity of this world is watered down? Now, there are some few who are trying to do good, as we'll see a little later. The Southern Baptists are all against Walt Disney, and we'll tell you why. And they are correct. But let's continue on here. So that your minds, you believe the benefit, might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if someone comes preaching another Jesus or another type of Jesus by saying, well, it's okay to do this. Let's just take one little thing that God gave for health benefit for us because he wants us to be healthy. He said, you shall not eat any pork nor any shellfish. Now think about that for a minute. And right while we're speaking now, there is a vast, in China, raging, and also in Cambodia, swine flu that acts like Ebola, and they bleed out of their eyes and so forth. God knew that that animal was unclean for human consumption. But someone comes along and says, well, you know, look, we have refrigerators today. They didn't have them back then. Do refrigerators change the nature of God's creation? No, of course not. See? But people like that. And they like their hogs, and they like their bacon, and they like their ham, and they like their pig's knuckles. And they like their shellfish and crab and shrimp and all of this that God says, don't eat. But someone comes to give a benefit, which is a lie from Satan the devil. Now, they wouldn't say, oh, that's from Satan the devil, but that's where it originally started. Another Jesus, whom we did not preach, and you receive a different spirit. Now, look at that, a different spirit, the spirit of Satan the devil. Question, what spirit do you have? All of us have the spirit of man. But religiously speaking, what spirit do you have or is with you? Can you take some of the Word of God and think you're a Christian? Can you take this part of the Word of God and think you're safe with God? Can you take this part of the Word of God and think that you are saved? What did Jesus say that all human beings are to do? And there are three scriptures that are identical, one in Deuteronomy 8:3, and one in Matthew 4:4, and one in Luke 4:4, which says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, do you do that? Do you know enough about the Word of God so you can do that? What is it that you do And we'll just add in here that we do every once in a while. How many lies do you believe? And who is the father of lies but Satan the devil? Or you receive a different spirit which you did not receive, or a different gospel which you did not accept, and you put up with it as something good, a benefit. And that's the way that Satan brings it in concerning witchcraft. Let's come here to 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 17. Now, if you're a Sunday keeper, and a lot of people are quitting the Sunday keeping churches because a lot of people find them nonsensical, though they read some scriptures, they leave out so much of the Bible that it is incredible. And how does that compare with what we just covered, that we are to live by every word of God? 2 Corinthians 2:17. For we are not like the many. Now think of this in Paul's day, when original Christianity was just really getting started, who for their own profit are corrupting the word of God. And that's why we have, and you need to order it, the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version with commentary. Because you don't know what they have done to all of the Bibles that are out there with these various translating committees. Now, we've got a whole nother companion book with it by Joseph Ackerman, which shows all of the changes that were made in just the New Testament by men with their corruption trying to change the truth of God. And here they were doing it back there. But we speak with sincerity from God and before God and in Christ. And that's exactly what you're going to find at church at home. No traditions of men, no gimmicks of men, and nothing to do with anything that smacks of the originating with Satan the devil. Now come over here to 2 Corinthians 4, because here's what happens when you indulge in these things that come from Satan the devil. It brings an automatic blinding. And when that happens, you read the Bible, you don't understand it because you're not willing to obey it. See, God sent His word, all that was spoken, written, and preserved, so that we could know exactly what God wants us to do. No doubt at all. And the reason there are so many denominations and different forms of Christianity is because they have allowed the changing of the Word of God and changing of doctrine to please men and women. Come up here to chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, having this ministry according as we have received mercy, we are not faint-hearted. Now, here is what needs to be done by all who are teachers. Verse 2, for we have personally renounced the hidden things of dishonest gain, taking tithes and money from people so that they could live in palatial palaces, fly jets, and even one man bragged that he had 4 jets.
In a video posted to his website last week, televangelist Jesse Duplantis says God told him he needs the new Falcon 7X jet.
That if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. Think about that for a minute. He'd be in an airplane preaching the gospel all over the world.
Reaction to this multi-million dollar request has been mixed on the ministry's Facebook page. One person wrote, "I am ashamed I ever listened to a word you had to say." Another posted, "I believe Pastor Jesse will have his plane, and that is the way God has planned it."
DePlantis says that the three planes they've owned have been purchased in cash, and he hopes to do the same with this one. If you're going to buy a private plane, I think cash purchases is the way to go.
Well, of course. Wow.
Not walking in cunning craftiness? Now, what does that tell you? That's repeating what he said concerning the cunning craftiness of Satan, right? Nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. And that's what we have on Church at Home. The truth, the truth, the truth, nothing but the truth. The truth of God and the truth of the conditions of the world, the truth of prophecy as God has given it, and what's going to happen in the world, and what is happening now. We are commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. But if our gospel is hidden, it is hidden by those who are perishing. Now notice, who's causing them to be perishing? In other words, living a life that leads to death with no hope of salvation. Verse 4, in whom the God of this age or world, now in the Greek it is theos. This is Satan the devil, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, to live by every word of God. Do not believe that Christ was the sacrifice and Savior of the world through his death and resurrection. Lest the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. Now that's what it needs to be. How many ministers preach themselves? And what they're doing, and how much of this, and how much of that, how much of the other. You think about it. That's why we have Church at Home. Because there are no lies, there are no slides, there are none of these things of duplicity. Now, let's see something else that's very important to understand. So, this is true. How do you come out from underneath these lies that are there, and have been there for so long? And a lot of them, the world accepts. Do you accept them? They've never tested or tried to prove whether these are of God or not. Now, we have a book here. Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? This is one of the major books that we have. Do you keep the holidays of this world? Where did they come from? Did you know that Easter has nothing to do with Christ? But that's another name for the Babylonian goddess Ishtar. Another religion, another false doctrine. But everybody does it. Now, I was getting a haircut recently here, and the one who's giving me a haircut asked me, are you all ready for Easter? And I said, well, I don't observe it. Oh, why? I said, well, when a rabbit can lay boiled chicken eggs dyed and tattooed, then I might consider it. Now stop and think. How many lies are wrapped up in just Easter? Christmas. Can a big fat man slide down those narrow chimneys around the world everywhere on one day? How about Halloween, celebration of death, Satan's day? How do you come out from underneath all these things? Well, here, Isaiah 8, we will read it. Verse 19, when they shall say to you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits. Now, a familiar spirit is a demon, and there are millions of demons. And they come and do the dirty work of Satan the devil and keep people in the bondage of myths and lies. And to wizards who peep and mutter, but should not a people seek unto their God? You can't find God through the devices of Satan the devil because he has rejected God and is in complete, absolute, total rebellion against God. Never happened. Should the dead be sought on behalf of the living? All of this is Satanism, witchcraft, seances. But here is the answer. Now here is what you need to do. Verse 20, to the law and the testimony. Now what is that? The law is the law of God contained in the first five books of the Bible and expands to include the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. Testimony is the New Testament, the testimony of Jesus Christ, His words in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Do you know them? Do you live by them? Do you understand them? Have you really analyzed what He teaches? And all of these are the words of God, so we know. You can no longer go around and say, well, who knows? I don't think there's any way to find out. You're wrong. If they do not speak according to this word, the word of God, it is because there is no light in them. And God is light, and Christ is the manifestation of the light, and His word is light, and His truth is light. Is that what you want in your life? That's why we have church at home, so you can find these things for yourself. Now, what you need to understand is this. When God brought them in from the land of Egypt, they left all the witchcraft, all of the idolatry, all of the magic from the magicians and the priest of Egypt. And God literally destroyed the whole country and destroyed their firstborn, man and beast. Now, if you think that's awful, wait till Christ returns. And you will find that Egypt is like a minor little battle. All right, now let's see what God says. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 10. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire. And we have a revival of that today, which is abortion after birth or infanticide. Or that uses divination, seeking spirits, or an observer of times, or a fortune teller, or a witch. Now today, there are more witches in America than the Presbyterian denomination.
Black hats, pointed noses, and broomsticks were all part of the scenery at Salt Lake's Grand American Hotel today.
More than 70 witches and others, adults and kids alike, drank tea together at the 5th Annual Black Hat Society Halloween celebration. Everybody wore their best robes and capes and hats and wands, warts and toads optional. Participants say they enjoy getting together because it's a chance to meet others with similar beliefs.
I've always loved witches and wizards. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. So when I heard the words witch store, I had to go and see what this was. So I headed to New York City's oldest occult store. It's called Enchantments. Once inside, you are surrounded by books, broomsticks, herbs, black cats, everything that you can think of that you would think of when you hear of the word witch. Eros and Medea are staples of the place, so that was something that immediately I felt like I was in a witch and magical store. So I talked to the owner, Stacy Rapp, and she told me a little bit about the store and what it does for the people that visit it.
We sell ingredients, supplies, tools, books. The most common thing would be the spell candles and or the spell kits, which candle magic is a very easy place to start.
Yep.
Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, seeking demons. Don't we have a television program where they go into haunted houses, and they go into caves, and they go into the dark places of the earth, seeking spirits? That's all of what God says don't do. or a wizard? Now, a wizard is a male witch.
It is the duty of Captain Marvel to protect the innocent from its evil use.
But who is Captain Marvel?
You are, my son. All that is necessary is to repeat my name, Shazam. By its repetition, you will become Captain Marvel and take on the virtues you see recorded there.
It is good to see you again, my children. I have been expecting you.
How did you know to expect us?
I sensed an evil so strong it could mean only one thing. The return of Black Adam. 5,000 years ago, my son, I gave the Egyptian Teth Adam the same mighty powers I gave you. But he turned evil.
Billy Batson. And you've brought a friend, I see. Have you come seeking the guidance of an old wizard?
Yes. What can you tell us about a man called Teth Adam?
Teth Adam is a name I had hoped never to hear again.
He was a champion, like me.
A champion, yes. But not like you, young Billy. Not like you at all.
I've been watching you for some time, Billy, and now bestowed with the wisdom, strength, stamina, power, courage, and speed of the gods, you will become our new protector. You will become Captain Marvel.
But I'm no protector.
No protector, you say? And yet, despite enduring countless tragedies and hardships, you've somehow managed to protect your perfect heart.
Billy Batson, I choose you as champion.
Hello?
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
But I don't know your name, sir.
Shazam.
Are you for real?
Say it!
Okay! Shazam?
Or one who seeks oracles from the dead. For all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord. You think you're in right standing with God? Because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. Now notice, for these nations whom you shall possess, hearken to observers of times and to diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so. And look what we have today. And it's far more pervasive than you could ever imagine. Now, you need this book, A Cold Holidays or God's Holy Days. It is well documented. It shows the truth of God, and the truth of the abominations of those practices of the occult, which the whole world observes today, and you probably do so yourself. We have another booklet. Lord, what should I do? When you find out about all these things and how the world is completely upside down and backward and filled with so much evil everywhere you look, what are you going to do? And the New Testament says, repent and be baptized. And that's what needs to happen. Now, if you're really serious about God, if you're really serious about the truth, we can help you. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.